It's Wednesday the 8th of July 2015. I'm in Campbellton, New South Wales, working at the University of Western Sydney. Today I'm going out to Nepean Hospital, N-E-P-E-A-N, which is way out in the west of Sydney. Quite a long drive to get there. I'm being picked up by my colleague Professor Leslie Wilkes, who runs a research and education unit out there, and I'm going to talk to clinical staff, as I do every year, about writing for publication. That's my visit to Nepean over. It was very quick. I got picked up at 11:30, picked up a sandwich on the way, gave a talk from 2 until 3 and then came back again. Well, according to people who were there and to Leslie, the nurses found the talk useful. I'm not entirely sure they did. I just got the impression many of them didn't really want to be there or know why they were there. There was virtually no interaction with them whatsoever. A couple of people asked questions, but they were very senior people who'd been there before, so it was quite difficult, and it wasn't made any easier by the fact that the lights in the room didn't work properly, so I was standing in darkness, and the IT didn't work, and despite being booked for half an hour before the start of it, the laptop wasn't available, so I couldn't show any PowerPoint. So I just realised just how difficult it is to do something like that without PowerPoints. Not because you don't know what to say, in fact I had a note of what I was going to say anyway, which is unusual for me, but because people just look at you, or look at their feet. When you put up PowerPoints, people have something to look at. I've always felt that they take the attention off you a little bit, and while they can be overused, at least it's something else there, and it would have brightened that end of the room up. So I wasn't very pleased with the session at all, although I did get some reasonable questions, but I just felt that went way over the heads of most of them, and that's not a criticism, it just didn't seem to be something that they were involved in doing. There was certainly one lady who expressed the wish that she didn't want to be there. She'd been asked to go because somebody else had dropped out, and that really isn't the spirit of the thing at all. People should only come to these writing sessions if they really want to be there. And she looked at me with a face like thunder the whole time, and as soon as the session was finished she was up and out the door. So that sent a pretty clear message. So it doesn't always go as well as I hope, but it doesn't always go well at all, in fact. However, it's useful to do things for Leslie, and I think there were one or two people who probably did enjoy the session. We'll see. I certainly got very good feedback on the workshops I did on the Parramatta campus. That was written down in a report that I got sent to me, and it was a report that included the summary of the comments by the people who were present, and with no exceptions, people were very appreciative and enjoyed it. And one person made an excellent suggestion for something I could have done, which I actually do sometimes do with groups of people. I've kind of stopped doing, so maybe I should start doing that again, which is actually handing out pieces of work for people to do. For example, cutting a rambling paragraph down to size and losing words and things like that. So I'll maybe try to begin to work these things in again. It's difficult to get these things right. Sometimes you give people exercises to do and they feel very patronised by it and just don't want to do it and think it's below them or just don't cooperate. Very difficult to know just how to get it right. I do like to try and get some interaction with groups and some actual writing experience, but it is actually very hard unless you've got a long time, and I've only done very few workshops where the IT that I've asked for has actually been fixed up. The best way to do a workshop is for people to be sitting in a room with computers, and you can ask them to do some writing, write a letter, write an editorial, just write a little bit about themselves, or if they've got projects to do, they can be getting on with it in between the sessions and you can go around and advise. If you don't have that, it's just impossible. You ask people to bring laptops along, half of them don't do it. When they've got them there, they just prefer to talk and such like. So I never have managed to get the formula exactly right for these workshops. The ones that seem to work best are the very short sessions, one morning or an afternoon, where you give a couple of talks and then go away again. Trying to spread them out over the whole day seems to be quite difficult. So what I'm doing is I'm actually going to spend some time here before I go out again to the gym for a while, actually redoing some of my articulate PowerPoint presentations, the ones that are specifically aimed for my workshops in the National Health Service, and put these online and then either use these as a supplement to other sessions I do or actually to replace those sessions. And then when I come back from the gym about 7 o'clock before I go for dinner, I've got a Skype call with Alvisa Palese in Udine in Italy, who's one of my PhD students. Extraordinary lady, a full professor, one of the very few full professors in nursing in Italy, but is now doing her PhD, and really one of the best PhD students I've ever had. She needs very little guidance and is very specific about what she asks and needs to know, and is producing work of a very high quality and in very large volumes, and is doing it in an interesting way. She's essentially producing papers which will then be put into a PhD. Not doing it by publication, but we'll have to craft them into a PhD rather than the other way around. So she's very, very focused on and oriented towards getting publications out. And on the PhD front, I've just approved the final version of one of my other PhD students, a Chinese PhD student, and I'm arranging for examiners to be appointed for that. And another PhD student of mine from Taiwan will be examined probably within the next couple of months. So fairly productive time on the PhD front at the moment. And when I go back to work after summer, I'm not saying there's a break after summer, but when the semester resumes and the PhD students arrive, I have a PhD student from Pakistan coming to work specifically on my feeding project that I've tried to get funded many times from the Alzheimer's Society and other organisations and failed. And I found a way to do it this way. So I'm really looking forward to having somebody working on feeding specifically, in addition to Alvisa, who's actually working on a feeding problem as well. So it's going to help to build on some of my work from the past and on other work I've been peripherally involved in Taiwan. And hopefully before I retire, which won't be very far away, I will have made at least a reasonable contribution to the field of feeding difficulty in older people, and specifically will have made a contribution which will actually help people to alleviate the problem of feeding difficulty in older people with dementia. I've just been making a start to revising my articulate PowerPoint presentations on my new MacBook, which I was being very critical of the other day in terms of the fact it won't link up with the mouse that I bought, and I'm a little bit critical of it in terms of the size of the writing, but that's not the fault of the MacBook, that's the fault of my aging eyes. But I've just been doing some recording here and playing back the articulate presentation. I'm really impressed. Here's an example. This is how most people see the publishing process. It's a process which begins with the person down on the left, which is meant to be you with your manuscript, which you want to get accepted by a journal. And along the way, all you seem to experience are people who want to cut you down, knock you out, kill you, and eventually stop you from getting published. To some extent, it can be like that. I'm not denying it. And I'm an author as well as an editor, so I know the process very well. I'm used to rejection, and I'm used to having to do some substantial revisions on my manuscripts that I submit. And I can't give you any guaranteed way of getting from the bottom left to the top right of this diagram. However, there are many tried and tested, if you like, ways of not getting there. And those ways are by not following some very simple guidance. And I'm going to try and give you some simple guidance about the publishing process in this session. And one of the most important things that you can do is to understand the publishing process and to understand the role of all the people along the way who are, in fact, there to help you. I'm impressed with the quality of the sound that gets picked up, and incredibly impressed by the quality of the sound that's played back through the MacBook. So I think this has been a real success. My other laptop was pretty good for doing these articulate presentations, but nothing like this. And the computer I have at home is also quite good. It doesn't pick it up very well. That's the iMac. It doesn't pick it up as clearly as this. And my previous PC, and also the laptop I have when I'm using them with a microphone, which I do like to do, just don't seem to give this kind of quality. I've recorded in this hotel before, I've recorded in these rooms before, and they often give a very echoing sound with the microphone. So this is a major success for the MacBook. And I'm really looking forward now to revising all my articulate presentations, because I've been putting it off for quite a while. It's a pretty major piece of work, but it's well worth it when it's done. That's my session in the gym over. I spent a bit longer than I meant to, and I'm back just in time to make a Skype call to Alvisa in Italy. Last time I missed it by an hour, but I think I've got it right this time, so we'll see if she's been in touch here. Ah, hello, Alvisa. How are you?
G-day.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you, but my camera is broken, so okay. Next time maybe you can see me again.
Well, I'll put off my camera and just use sound. It'll probably be better quality.
Yeah, but please, may you repeat?
It's okay. I've put off my camera because it's better quality without it anyway. So that was the start of my Skype call to my PhD student Alvisa, who's making fantastic progress with her study. And went for dinner after that and then watched a bit of the States of Origin game here. It's a rugby league game between Queensland and New South Wales. And at the moment, Queensland are winning 38-2. So it's a bit one-sided. So that's the end of another day. One more full day to go. Session tomorrow in the afternoon on marking thesis and some consultations in the morning. And before that, I'll phone my good friend and colleague down in Melbourne, Dave Thompson, and catch up with him. So it's one more 5-mile run tomorrow morning, another session in the gym tomorrow night, and I'll probably have something special for dinner tomorrow. I had kangaroo tonight, which was very nice, but I'll probably have something even more special tomorrow on my last night, and then get to bed early for an early start on Friday.